Mowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
September 20th is Gibberish Day. So have a very, very heavy birtation tonight and a very terstason. Let's go ahead, terstason, and quit having a pet.
WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
See you, Zemina Kleazak.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Maria is pounding Puerto Rico. It's made landfall now, a Category 4 storm, 155-mile-an-hour wind and higher gusts. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in San Juan.
This is terrible timing. Bankrupt, still hurt by Irma, 40,000 people without power before the storm even began. They were going door to door with bullhorns in low-lying areas saying, get out of here, you're going to die if you're still here. They've opened up 500 shelters. It's not like in Florida where you can get in the car and drive to safety. Airports are closed. These people are largely on their own for the next day.
Another natural disaster in Mexico City. An earthquake that's brought down buildings, killing at least 217 people, with a search now for survivors.
Some people start shouting, some people start crying, some others start praying.
And at least 25 children and teachers died in one collapsed school. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Happy Gibberish Day.
Please, Billy, please, no gibberish tonight, please, I beg you.
Well, a very, very heavy birtation tonight. We had a very Darrison. Let's go ahead, Terrace Chase, and look for the bit. They have the pet.
Sorry, Daddy.
Are you mad? Do you feel like Moose Kebab's right, Frannis? Get Frannis.
Right that, babe. Slide a piece of the pole to drink, so I run the job.
Y'all, as I say, inaction is not an option. We've got to shore up our economy. This is a crisis moment for America.
Look at here. I can take grease and chomp it on some butter and drag it through the garden.
Now, who can argue with that?
We're out of time and have fun.
Get Billy, get the hell out of here.
And out with the weather, desert. Here's Resist Tiazamas.
Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Should we welcome him or punish him?
Oh. Hey, Rich!
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We just got the beginning of that. I don't know what... Yeah, there you go. Oh, I can't wait to see Bailey later today.
Her chicken is all ready. I just put it in this morning. It's in the fridge.
Oh, my gosh. The lady taking care of her sent me a picture of her last night. I'm just so excited about seeing her. I'll try not to make this gibberish, even through all the jet lag this morning. Let's talk about Maria first. You want to?
Yeah, sure. Because it's obviously another monster storm, and I guess a direct hit on Puerto Rico.
It's going to be a... catastrophic event, a historic event, unmatched, really, in hurricane history. In modern times, only a Category 4 has hit that state twice. Now, this is the second time, 1932. And by the way, with 155-mile-an-hour winds, it was almost a Category 5. So it almost made the second Category 5 hit in history, which would have gone back to 1928. So here's the deal. 6:15 this morning, local time in Puerto Rico, it makes landfall on the southeast coast. And the San Juan radar failed at 5:06 a.m., and the other radar failed at 5:18 a.m., so we have no radar, just satellite. Highest wind gust I've seen from San Juan now is 113, but reports have stopped coming from San Juan's observation. Now, that doesn't mean that the wind gauge blew away. It doesn't mean the radar domes have fallen off. It probably is communication problems. The highest wind gust I've seen is 137. This is the worst case scenario, as the storm will go right across Puerto Rico today. San Juan will be on the dirty side. Unfortunately, the wind damage is going to be ridiculous. But the biggest thing I'm worried about, the catastrophic loss of life from rainfall and mudslides, which is notoriously something that happens in Puerto Rico a lot. And because of the mountainous conditions there, the rainfall will be prolific. This will be a huge humanitarian crisis unmatched in Puerto Rico's history. And then the storm leaves Puerto Rico. So what happens next? Very interesting. Jose, which has been around, it seems like half our lifetime, is still around, off the East Coast, meandering about, and may play a role in directing the future of Maria. Jose may create just enough weakness between two high-pressure areas to create a corridor for Maria to go off the U.S. East Coast and miss the U.S. East Coast. But how exactly will this play? It is so complicated that we don't know. There still could be a problem with Maria along the middle Atlantic coast, maybe from the Carolinas on northward. We don't know. But Jose is the wild card in the future of Maria. So there you go. How about our local weather? We had a nice little cluster of storms last night. I was at 39,000 feet over the middle of the country watching that, with severe thunderstorm warnings for Macon, Tallapoosa, Elmore County. That was just a little evening cluster of storms which moved through and then moved southeast. And that has kind of stabilized the atmosphere today, so I think storms will be few and far between. Officially, there's a dense fog advisory till 9 o'clock. I don't see any fog here locally, but look for maybe widely scattered afternoon storms today. I think the radar is going to be pretty quiet. High temperature today around 90, and tonight slowed down to about 71. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, scattered afternoon and evening storms. Same thing Friday, with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Friday is the first day of fall, with fall beginning at 3:02 in the afternoon. Rain chances about 30% Thursday, 40% Friday, then thinning out over the upcoming weekend. This morning, foggy in spots, calm winds, temperature 70 at 7:11.
Rich, did you get the video I sent of my new weather vane, my birthday weather vane, spinning in the outflow of that storm that was over Elmore?
No, that I didn't see. I saw there was a text message from you. I think I read it earlier this morning, but I haven't seen the video yet.
Please take a look at that, because we were on the outflow of that severe weather that was in Elmore County, and we got a little bit of rain, but there's a lot of lightning and thunder. But the wind, man, I'd say we had gusts 30 to 35 miles an hour coming off the side of that storm. It was really...
You saw the outflow boundary. I love how you included that in your text message, and I'm thinking, this guy's got to go to first class pretty soon from second class. Yeah,
I can't believe my dream is going to come true.
By putting that in the text message, I'm thinking, why is this guy still second class?
He's got a birthday coming up.
Oh, my gracious.
I don't want it as a gift. I want to earn it. But I was out there risking my life with that lightning not far away to catch that video of that.
And while I'm on an airplane helpless in the middle of the country at 39,000 feet, you're amazing.
Well, we're really looking forward to having you back in the house with us, man. And we appreciate you taking the time this early, trying to get yourself righted schedule-wise.
Yeah, we'll everything back to normal tomorrow. And that better than me being there, the dog will be there. Bailey will be there.
Oh, bless it. We've missed y'all.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to get a blog update out and a video for some folks. And I'll see you guys in the morning, okay?
All right, in Bailey's absence, Jay and I have been petting Emily. We just...
How's the chicken, Emily?
I have no words. I'm speechless.
I'll see you guys later.
All righty, boss.
It wasn't chicken. It was meatloaf, and there was sausage and hash brown casserole and biscuits.
Yeah, I've just noticed something quite concerning.
What?
What?
So, you know, I carry my keys on this carabiner-esque thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a real carabiner. I can't go high.
Looks
first
like
of
a
all,
small pair of handcuffs.
Well, you know. Anyway.
No, I don't. Tell me.
So, like, I've got my key fob for the station and all that stuff here. Mm-hmm. And the keys to my apartment and the mailbox. But my key to my other place of employment, which was on a separate keychain, but all on the same carabiner, it's gone. You know which one I'm talking about? Yes, you do, because it was on the same keychain thing that had the little mini screwdriver that you
fiddle with that you unscrew and screw
back. No, I remember that, but I'm just...
It's not here.
Uh-oh.
I just looked down and I was like, man, my keys look small and I don't have the key to the office.
You should probably stay until 9 then.
This is... What?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
You should probably just stay till 9. That way you know that somebody's at work that can let you in.
Oh my God, they're already at work.
Yeah.
The Godfather's probably like either there or on, like almost there. I can't believe I've lost my key. I'm going to have a fit.
Don't have a fit.
I'm going to have to go downstairs and have a fit.
We've got lots to look forward to. Random facts with Jay coming up.
Yeah, that's always, you know, random.
Oh, I have to complete the weather. Once again, we have a dense fog advisory. And it's 73 or close to it.
High-tech solutions near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Need service, installs, or networking at your business? Call High-Tech Solutions, 271-0179. Get 10% off. Mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
Tomorrow at 1:30, now I have this long drive coming up Friday. And I'm going to do something in advance of that drive that I have not had the opportunity to do previously. I'm going to Infusion at 1:30, and I'm going to do an IV vitamin therapy.
I want to do that.
For energy. I've lost 9 pounds.
Shut up.
9 pounds.
When do I get to go?
I will set that up for you.
Please.
I will speak to Ryan.
I've got good veins.
Here's the cool thing. Yes. You are the Comstock of veins.
What's wrong? What's so funny?
Funny to me.
What I want to touch on is it was
all this paper.
It was intellectually clever. Yeah, well, you know, I'm looking for it because I think people keep taking it because everybody's interested in this.
I'm going to post a picture of your setup. Is that okay?
Sure. The treatments that Infusion offers, you know, these are the kinds of things that you read about in the, you know, fashion magazines and stuff that rich folks get to do in their universe. Cryotherapy, the laser therapy, these are things that for a long period of time were really available only to people with a lot of money. Infusion has now brought them to Montgomery and made them available at prices you can actually afford. I've been doing cryotherapy for a year and a half. I'm telling you, it is your best friend during the summer heat, especially on days like we've had yesterday and through the rest of the week where the humidity's up there. And, you know, when your energy starts to flag, it's a great jump start because it supercharges your body into action. And you burn calories during the process, and everything you need to feel better is in your blood, so it delivers that to the extremities and heals little aches and pains. If you have something more acute, Jay and Emily have both tried the laser, and that's where they use...
Amazing. Healing. It was a miracle.
To guide the flow of blood to where it needs to go, because everything... And this includes mental as well, because dopamine and endorphins, the things that naturally make us feel good, they're in the blood as well. And cryotherapy helps stimulate those. You get into that chamber for 3 minutes and you walk out and it's the most amazing thing. It's like, you want a new drug? The drug you want is already in your body and you just need these technologies to make them work more effectively for you. And that's what happens. The IV vitamin therapy comes with an array of menu options, everything from beauty and radiance to energy boost, weight loss, whatever you're looking to accomplish, they can create a formula customized to your needs. Call Ryan Turner at 296-1662, 296-1662, or visit them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com because people are really digging these new options at Infusion, right across from the Baptist East Emergency Room. 7:15 is the time. We have news, a look at the roads, and then we're back with today's edition of Random Facts. Gather your note-taking materials and get ready to win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A 38-year-old man, Sean Thomas, has died after a motorcycle crash with a Ford 150 in the 4300 block of Atlanta Highway. Thomas sustained serious injuries when he was thrown from his bike. MPD is still investigating the accident. Montgomery County Family Court Judge Anita Kelly has responded to a complaint filed against her by the Judicial Inquiry Commission. She's been accused of violation of judicial ethics, unjustifiable delays in handling her family court docket, and other charges. She says she at all times has worked diligently to handle all her judicial business. She also cited slash funding as a reason for slow court operation. And Montgomery Police Officer James Stewart has been relieved of duty and placed on leave. Stewart is charged with menacing. He's accused of blocking a victim's vehicle with his truck, pulling a handgun, beating on the victim's window, and pointing the gun at the victim. Stewart joined the MPD in 2008. That's Headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Life moves pretty fast.
Now I need a new sidekick.
Here's some advice for you, friend. Don't press your luck.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Just ahead of rush hour, everything looking good on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway. The 31's the haunted highway. Both interstate systems are all clear. Everything's looking good, so bring the rush hour on. If you're in an accident, put the tiger on your side. The Vance Law Firm. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333 or 1-800-INJURED. No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How come you're not a neurotic mess?
You've never been funnier, my friend.
There are an infinite number of universes coexisting with ours on parallel dimensional planes.
I don't understand the words you just said.
Imagine if you only did one thing. You'd probably be pretty good at it.
The lady who made it only does wedding cakes.
I can tell. It's amazing.
It's the same with women's health care. That's why the UAB Medicine Multi-Specialty Clinic at Baptist Medical Center South is proud to welcome its first specialist for breast health and breast cancer.
This could not have come at a better time.
Mom is going to be so relieved.
If it's breast cancer, our female breast specialist, Dr. McWhite, will provide you with a full range of options that include mastectomy with immediate reconstruction, breast-conserving surgery, and more. She'll be with you every step of the way to help you make the best decision for your lifestyle. The UAB Multi-Specialty Clinic even offers advanced services like genetic counseling, and that's important to women who have breast cancer in their family. So for advanced breast health, call the UAB Multi-Specialty Clinic at Baptist South today at 334-613-7070, and let's get you better together.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, bedding plants, and more. 50% off a wide variety of outdoor pottery. Plus, enjoy local food truck fare from the Alabama Sweet Tea Company and Fire Meets Wood. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and grab delicious local eats during the fall sales event this weekend, September 22nd through 24th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
So, Rodney, they tell me you're a fancy X-ray technician now.
That's right.
Good. I want you to look inside my walls and make sure my wiring is safe.
What?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone really could look inside your walls? Well, now somebody can. Crosby Electric is your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. And that's important to you because each year over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem.
Look here, Rodney. What do you see?
A wall?
What kind of X-ray technician are you?
Using special high-tech equipment, Crosby Electric will check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to pinpoint potential problems and make sure you're safe.
Grandma, I just X-ray people.
People? Are you looking at my bloomers?
No, Grandma, I would never...
Why, you little whippersnapper.
To really know if your wiring is safe, visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
No other vehicle quite matches the Mercedes-Benz C-Class, so let's compare it to a cheetah. The cheetah's sleek body is the essence of speed and efficiency. The seductive silhouette and sleek curves of the C-Class sedan match it line for line. The cheetah uses its tail to maneuver with ease. The C-Class's dynamic select changes the sedan's driving characteristics with the simple flip of a switch. The cheetah can turn in midair while sprinting. We're working on it. There's never been a better time to bring out the beast in you. Experience the 2018 C300 Sports Sedan, starting at just $40,250. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
MSRP for a 2018 C300 Sports Sedan excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. Options, swap availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Visit Jack Inger Motors on the Eastern Boulevard for exceptional offers on a Mercedes-Benz.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
No stop signs.
speed limit. Nobody's gonna slow me down. Like a wheel, I'm gonna spin it. Nobody's gonna mess me around. Hey, Satan, paying my dues. I'm playing in a Obergreiner band. Hey, mama, look.
And now it's time for
According to Jay
Random Facts.
Prominently featured in that Squeezebox version of Highway to Hell.
I got you a cool point on that.
Thanks.
Did you know when Pepsi entered India, the Indian government stipulated that part of its local profits be used to purchase tomatoes? Well, this helped out Pepsi because they also own Pizza Hut. Or at least at the time, they owned Pizza Hut. I'm not sure they still own it now.
Yeah, who knows who owns what? Tomato sauce.
Yeah, why? But why did India ask?
Why did India require them to do that?
Is that a big export for them?
Possibly.
It's such a poorly lit commercial. Ugh.
Oh, the Judge Moore?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that if a potato is exposed to light while growing, it will turn green and become poisonous?
A potato.
Yeah, a potato.
Potato.
That's why they stay in the dirt.
That's why they grow in the ground. Yeah, exactly.
You know that you can mail potatoes with a personalized message, like
bananas too.
What? Bananas now too?
Yeah, you just put a stamp on them. You can mail them.
No. There's this potato parcel group or whatever, and you could put, like, your personalized message on a potato, like, I think you're the best.
Well, what says love more than sending somebody a personalized potato?
One of my very good friends from high school.
Banana.
I nicknamed her Spud.
So Spud, yeah.
Cute.
Because there's a mishap.
Did you ever do the science project where
still
you...
Still talking!
Put the... You talk in these weird bursts of, like, things... trying to say things here.
It's kind of like trying to get a word in during a machine gun battle because there's a
girl's got a mouth like an outboard motor.
Oh, I've got that right here with you. He's talking about this foghorn leghorn.
Oh, that woman got a mouth like an outboard motor all the time. Put, 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 put.
Oh, Mel Blanc, you were brilliant.
That's not you. I just love that
we were big Mel Blanc fans, you.
The science experiment, you put it in glass, put it in the windowsill, and you watch the things grow from the eyes of the potato.
I'm not participating in it.
Fine.
I'm kidding. Pick your lip off the ground. It's okay.
Never mind.
He said, okay. He rethought that.
I thought it was going to be funny, and then on further review, I thought, no, that's going to make me sound dumber than a box of hammers. I'll pass.
Did you know there are still people who speak ancient Egyptian, as it is the language of the Coptic Church? Am I pronouncing that right? Coptic?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
C-O-P-T-I-C? Notable Egyptian contributions to English include the word sack and ebony and the name Susan.
Hey, you have an Aunt Susan.
So does Brian.
That's okay. I have a brother.
You know who that is?
I have a brother named Brian.
Brian. I know who that is.
What?
Yeah.
We have this hilarious bit. We probably played it for you. The mom who keeps leaving voicemail messages for son because she can't figure out her computer.
Oh yes.
And she's new to Facebook, and she's obviously got this rivalry with Aunt Susan. Because Aunt Susan keeps coming up with the voicemail
messages.
She gets
more likes and friends than I do. How do I get
spinning
more
spinning around. I like, he like. What does all that
What's
mean?
What's all that liking?
It's pretty funny.
Did you know the Count from Sesame Street has a favorite number?
3.
Well, close. There's more than that, but yes. Starts with a 3. What's the next number in the sequence without going over?
What
do you think the next number is?
4.
You're exactly right. Okay. What's the it's a
dagnabbit. I'm not, what?
34,969.
Why is that his favorite number? You better have an answer.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
No. 3, 4, 9, 6, 9 is his favorite number. It says he was doing, well, he did an interview, and the count was quoted as saying, it's a square root thing. 34,969 is a perfect square, being 187 squared.
Well, there's something I can start a conversation with later today.
There you know go. That Count Chocula is back on the shelves, like in little
Bleh.
Treat bars.
Bleh.
It's that time.
You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
Bleh. Did you know it's estimated that if everyone in the United States gathered all the loose change from around their offices, their cars, their houses, that's just kind of lying around collecting dust, the aggregate would be about $15 billion.
I'm going to tell you right now. There's probably $1 billion in change just in the 2 cup holders in the center console of Betty. It's just amazing.
I have a change dish on my dresser. And it finally reached the point where if I put even a penny on it, it would start falling off the sides. So I took it to the bank, dumped it in a little bag, took it to the bank. It was over $50 in there.
Yeah, well, you talked about
the... I tell you what, the coin bank, yes.
Back to you, Jay.
She was about to say something, I say. I say.
Oh, I'm going to hit you.
I tell you what.
More gibberish coming at you.
I have the flipping head.
Did you know the word ignorant... What? What? Why?
Do go on.
The word ignorant is describing a person in the state of being unaware. It is often incorrectly used to describe individuals who deliberately ignore or disregard information. Those are the willfully ignorant.
Willfully ignorant. The kind of people George Carlin likes to talk about.
Yeah. Did you know that neither of the authors of the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game attended a baseball game prior to writing the song?
Then how could they even know what they were talking about?
They finally saw their first Major League Baseball games 32 years later.
32 years? Man.
So, did you know that 1 to 3% of people are equipped with a mutated gene? It allows their body to get the rest it requires from just a few hours of sleep.
Obviously, it's how we all operate.
Yeah, we must be in that unique group.
I wonder if you can't kind of train your body to do that.
I think mine is.
You get
a nap in the day sometimes.
About an hour.
Yeah, and then you're in bed by like, what, 7? 8?
I'm in bed by 8, and I try to be asleep no later than 10, so I get at least four and a half hours.
Mm. Did you know that Fred Mertz does not appear in 2 episodes of I Love Lucy due to the actor William Frawley's contract? It stated that he did not have to work if the New York Yankees were playing in the World Series.
That is cool.
That is very clever.
Yeah.
I should put that into my contract here that if Bama's in the national championship.
And since we now know that he and Vivian Vance hated each other.
Yeah.
Well, it was just such an odd pairing because she was considerably younger than he. And,
Did you know that McDonald's supersizing terms started as a Jurassic Park merchandising tie-in in 1991, 92?
It all went downhill from there.
Yep. That's when they started the supersizing. And then it just became a thing. And finally, did you know that Mozart disliked a performer who was known for nodding her head down on the low notes and raising her head high on the high notes? He didn't like her so much that he wrote a song for her to perform. And it went from low to high to low to high to low to high very, very quickly.
Which one?
Just so she could see her head bob like a chicken on stage.
Oh, that's funny.
He was something, I tell you
what. I don't know what the name of the... Let me see. I can look up the name of the song.
How do you not know the name of the song, Jay?
Let's see. Oh, God, because it's in Italian.
Well, here, tell me what it is. I'll Google it.
Thus do they all, or the school for lovers is apparently what the translation is.
Okay, well.
I'd like to hear that.
Così fan tutti, ossia la scuola degli amanti.
What the flip is going on with the Wi-Fi here?
I don't understand a word.
It's gibberish today.
Gibberish day, yeah. We have, speaking of gibberish, I have me and Joey doing Dueling Mitch McConnells coming up today.
It's an Italian language opera in two acts by Mozart.
What's the name of it again one more time?
Thus Do They All, or The School for Lovers.
Thus Do They All. And then the murders began.
And then the murders began, yes.
Well, you're looking for that. Let me take a moment. We're going to do a pop quiz here. Give away $10 worth of free shopping at Food Outlet. And I see the bananas at 37 cents a pound. I've been shopping at Food Outlet for 5 years. And when I first walked in to the one on Coliseum Boulevard, the first thing I noticed, bananas were 46 cents a pound. And having shopped at a chain store for years prior to that, they were always 69 cents a pound. And I said, if that's an indication of what I can save going through this store, I know this is going to be a good move for me.
Do I see a Bluebell pint on there?
You see a...
Or not a pint, a half gallon.
Two for nine. And that, by the way, is one of the last true half gallons of ice cream that's available.
They don't do it anymore. A lot of brands don't do the half gallons anymore.
No.
T-Bones.
Yeah, T-Bones. Maybe a steak and egg celebration if I get back down to Florida and back alive.
Don't say that.
Yeah, really.
$4.96 a pound.
Don't put that out there.
$4.96 a pound. I believe I saw them priced at a chain. See, I do a little reconnaissance shopping at the chain.
Oh, well, you've got to stay on top of things.
Yes, so I can speak intelligently to the price differences mm-hmm. there. But that's about $2.25 less than I saw them at the chains. And all throughout the store, it's cost plus 10%. And you're going to save in every single department. I've been doing my weekly grocery shop there for 5 years now. And I estimate I save, and this is conservatively, $600 to $700 just on the five basic areas where I shop. It's the only place I know where you can get a loaf of bread, full loaf of fresh bread for under $1. Burger buns, hot dog buns, 74 cents, and sometimes on sale for less than that. The meat department is a place, if you pay attention to what you pay for meat, you are going to save lots of money there. No matter what the special is, everything is cost plus 10. Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. I will not be there this Sunday because I'll be in Florida. But every Sunday morning, man, right around 7:30, I'm there in the chicken department for baby. My girl. And then, of course, on Main Street in the Preferred Community, Highway 14 and Postcard Lake Millbrook, Food Outlet. And we'll have that pop quiz question after we check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Not a whole lot going on out there so far this morning. We do have some crowded conditions up on 231 southbound. That'll start just north of Redland Road and come down across the river. Part of the rush hour crowd coming in. Also up around Wetumpka High School, things are getting a little tense up there with the traffic situation. A little bit of something down on South Boulevard over by Baptist South, but by and large, everything else is all clear and just waiting for the rush hour crowd to come in. At Invisible Fence, they have the Boundary Plus system. This allows your pet to use 30% more of your yard. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence and get information on all their systems. 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, boys and girls, it's time for today's Food Outlet Pop Quiz for $10 of free shopping. Here with your question is Quizmaster Jay Scott.
What's the question, Jay?
Well, you probably knew we were going to pull a question from the Sesame Street, The Count. Number one, because I'm a Muppets fan. Number two, it involves numbers.
And for me, number three, it's The Count. I'm a big fan of The Count.
Yes. Their question today. We know his favorite number is 34,969, but why is it his favorite number? That's what we want to know.
How specific do you want those details?
I'd like to know the reason why. He gave a specific number as to what the reason was. And I'd like to know what that number is.
So if you would like to get your guess in...
272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. En español, área code 334-272-9228. At 7:37. So while Jay is lining up excited contestants at 272-9228, by the way, we're just watching the radar loop going into San Juan. That storm, Maria, went directly, directly into Puerto Rico with the eye and the dirty side of the wall hitting Puerto Rico. That is going to be a horrible story as that unfolds over the day. Our local forecast, and then we'll get a winner.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather!
More full days of summer, and this is a typical summer forecast. A sun and cloud mix today. Hot, humid, high 91. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. A little bit more numerous than yesterday, but not everybody gets one. They'll fade out after dark. Low tonight, 71. Tomorrow and Friday, partly sunny. A generous supply of afternoon and evening storms. About 40% coverage both days. Highs around 90. Then the storms thin out just a little bit over the upcoming weekend. Download our free weather app. Stay on top of the weather with hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, 10-day forecast, and radar. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, Anita winner. So let's go to Anita. How are you
good
this morning.
Morning,
Anita?
Good, how are y'all?
We're doing all right.
Fair to Midland.
Hi. Yeah, no, it's Wednesday, middle of the week.
We're still missing That's Rich. Right. You know, we'll be back to normal tomorrow.
Hump day.
All right, so I think I have the answer. So his favorite number was 34,969, and he liked it because of it was the perfect square root, 187.
187 squared, that is correct.
You win!
Flawless victory.
Yay! It's amazing. What is
it? You've won $10.
Whoop whoop.
At the food app. What? Why did you
Thank
do that
you.
To me?
Excuse me, Anita. Jay and Emily are having a fight.
I out of nowhere, a pen gets thrown at me.
A pen doesn't work anymore.
So you throw it at me?
Obviously, it has to be your fault.
So, anyway, we were saying, Anita, you're going to have a lot of fun with this $10, see how far you can stretch it, how much you can put in your buggy with that. Which food outlet are you closest to?
I shop at the Prat Bowl.
I'm just down from Cat Heaven.
All right, and by the way, they also have pet food at Food Outlet. It costs plus 10. You can save.
So, very good to know.
Thank goodness for that, because Irene and Loretta eat like I'm made of money.
Let's go to Mr. Warhawk, Master Thespian.
Hello there. Man, she was a fast dialer.
Yes.
I was pulling my phone out. I started dialing those numbers even before Jay had what the question was going to be, and goodness gracious, she was good.
That's why she put us on speed dial.
Yeah, man.
I saw you dress up yesterday for Pirate Day.
Did you now? I did. It was great. I even had one poor soul walking across the quad. I said, ahoy there, matey. And she just laughed and said, you made my day. Apparently, she'd had a rough day, and seeing some random weird person walk across campus in a pirate outfit made her smile, so... I accomplished my mission.
But Thespian, when are we going to see at Bomb Hours one of these nights?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, it's because I have Bible study on Wednesdays.
Is fellowship, too, you know.
I know. So, yeah, I need to just drop by there and go, hey, boys.
Bring Bible study to Bomb Hours.
Ooh,
you know, do a field trip.
We actually do have a group meeting there tonight. I was invited to stop by their table. That's similar.
I got a text from Rusty Aldridge that he's going to be there tonight.
Yeah, Rusty.
So that means I'll be making an appearance this evening.
Oh, well, I'll figure out some way to do it. I'll get there. One of these days. Well, have fun. A great big Warhawk to you.
And right back at you.
Bye-bye.
okay? Mm-hmm. I've got conundrums to go down and smoke to see which one we like the best.
Yes.
Coming up in just a minute at 7:41. Shall we browse? Shall we go fantasy car shopping at Jack Ingram?
Yes, can we please?
Yeah, I went over yesterday. I had a couple little things I needed done on my Rogue.
We won't talk about them.
No, it's not. No.
You're going to talk about it.
I had trouble getting the screw up for my license plate.
What's the first letter?
Greg couldn't put the tag on his car, so he had to take it back to Jack Ingram. So they could...
You know what? You have the Godfather at work. Tip is kind of like the Godfather over there.
Oh, yeah?
He just makes things happen. He makes deals happen. He gets things done for the customers. And it's a happy place. And he's out in front of a great team. My goodness, my friend Marianne, she went rogue the day after I did over here.
How about that?
I am very pleased about that for obvious reasons. But and they have a great selection of cars. If you're shopping on a budget, looking for a first car for a new driver in the family and so forth, this is where you want to go. Because what you want, especially with a new driver, is putting them in a vehicle that's going to provide reliable driving miles.
This is true. Let me just tell y'all, the first car I had was a station wagon. Best car I ever had. Wish I still had it. And at Jack Ingram, they've got that Volkswagen Jetta wagon.
That's right.
And it's not some fuddy-duddy wagon. This isn't, you know, the old school with the seat that folds out in the back and you can watch the cars as they rear-end you kind of situation. These are... I love the Jetta wagon. It's so fun. It's so sporty.
It's not the family truckster, that's for sure, and it's priced well under 10, but the most important thing...
It's safe.
Every single one of those cars, yes, the safety features are checked. The bodies, they have good vehicle history. The bodies clean. The interiors are in excellent condition. But the engines have been thoroughly vetted because they do not want to put somebody in a car. That's not the first thing you want a new driver to figure out is how to, you know, deal with a busted engine situation. So they want to make sure you're driving away with something you can depend on. And Marianne wanted to praise Eric Dyer, who was her sales rep over there. And Tip, a very kind and professional man who wanted, you know, for every stereotype you may have ever had about buying a car, they're all destroyed when you shop at Jack Ingram and Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Eastern Boulevard, online at jackingramsignatureusedcars.com. Value awaits. We are now a three-time customer there. Mm-hmm. Here is Ed.
Yes.
Ed.
Hey.
Hey, Ed, what can we do for you?
Hey, we need an update on the lame duck in Prattville.
Look, the...
Yeah, what happened?
Those people, I called, they've not returned my call. I think they're afraid of me, which I can understand. Why are you laughing?
He's just cowering. He's not laughing.
But I don't know what's happened with Ralph. I drive by there every day, and I have an eye out for him. But I pass where he resides every morning and every evening when I go home. And I'm quite concerned.
So you pass, but we don't think he's passed.
Okay, I'm sorry, what?
We don't think he's deceased.
No. And when I was going home last night, there was a boatload of cars at that senior center that's right there next to the lake where he hangs out with his other duck buddies. But... Surely those folks didn't. You know what? When we get into a longer break, I'll go ahead and call the vet again.
Yeah, we really need an update.
I do, for my peace of mind, to tell you that much for certain.
Yeah, thanks.
And we so appreciate the fact that you care and call and ask these questions.
I ran around in the rain for 20 minutes during that whole effects of Irma situation, trying to catch that damn duck.
I wish there was video of that. K-Rod.
Ching Chang, what about the Bing Bang, the Duck and Sluzen, Prophet Nukin, Toasty, on good day.
That's his gibberish.
It's gibberish. Thank you for the gibberish.
That's gibberish for Cozy Fonsuce is one of my favorite Mozart pieces.
Because Kira...
They were talking about it earlier.
Kia Riazad is one of our Kia's.
I can't, y'all, I can't.
He is Emily, he is A's. She is A's, Kia is A. Niazok, two's Tiazok.
Headphones are on.
Nia's 93 is E. Pia Zoint, we is on. Thanks for the call.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here with my friends over at Mattress Firm talking about that semi-annual sale, which is back right now at Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale. What that means is your favorite mattresses are on sale. Not only are the top brand names on sale, right now you'll get an additional 10% off. For example, get a Beautyrest Firm Queen mattress, now just $454.99 plus. Get an additional 10% off. There's something for everyone because there are 15 queen mattresses at Mattress Firm right now under $699.99. Hampton and Rhodes Pillow Top Queen mattresses starting at just $299.99. And did you know 2 out of 3 people choose the Dream Bed Luxe over the other leading memory foam mattresses? Costs $1,000 less, has cooling technology, and you can sleep at the perfect temperature when you get the new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice. Nobody sells comfort for less. Nobody sells cool comfort for less. Only at Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives. So now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore. And so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider, paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Owens Optical Eastbrook is proud to be a local business serving generations of Montgomeryans with top quality products and great service for many years. Mike Atchison and Dr. Larry Rogers strive to make you feel like part of the Owens Optical Eastbrook family. And they would love for you to tell your friends about your experience with the fun and professional staff. You'll get top quality products and save money at the same time. Become part of the family at Owens Optical, 306 Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook. Call 272-2150.
This is a public announcement from Capital Chevrolet. The huge number of vehicles destroyed by recent weather disasters has drastically reduced the used car supply line. Unaffected used cars have increased in value almost overnight. This advantage gives you higher trade-in values. Capital Chevrolet is in desperate need of used inventory, and they want your used vehicle. Call the Capital Chevrolet Trade Appraisal Hotline to set up your detailed appraisal. 800-409-9521. That's 800-409-9521.
Time for traffic.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Not a lot to talk about. A little bit of slow stuff between North Boulevard and the interchange as some of the rush hour folks are starting to make the scene there. We're also seeing a little bit of a crowd coming in on 231 toward North Boulevard. The main part of that is going to be around Redland Road this morning. Don't see anything around the North Boulevard. East Boulevard looks good. South Boulevard's okay. 85 through town. Looking real good. 65 southbound starting to pick up just above Highway 143 with rush hour traffic. Invisible Fence has the Boundary Plus system. This allows your pet to use 30% more of your yard. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. Get information on all their systems, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
After giving considerable thought to these conundrum choices.
Uh-huh. I honestly didn't like any of them.
Yeah, I didn't like them either. So if you just want to do truth or baloney, I'm fine with that, too.
I have one. Truth or baloney right here.
Let's go. Let's do it. I'll have to make a separate score sheet for me. And
make it happen, Cam.
Today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Shut up.
It is.
Bored.
Are you 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And this is going to be between the two of you, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, wait. I'm starting a new score line because that other one we have is including our fearless weather leader, but he's not here.
Yeah. All right, so I'll read you guys a statement. You got to tell me what you think the correct answer is, truth or baloney, and we'll see who wins at the end. Of course, you can play along as you're driving to work or school in your cars and see how you do. Here is your first statement. According to the National Association of Pizza Operators, more than one-third of all pizzas that are ordered include pepperoni as a topping. More than one-third include pepperoni as a topping. Truth.
Truth.
I'll go with truth on that.
Winning.
Yeah.
Don't look up stuff on the internet. That's why I hit you.
I'm not looking up stuff. I was posting my random facts so Bo Holt could be first.
Oh, Bo.
Statement two. According to a recent survey, the average American will eat about 20,000 slices of pizza in their lifetime.
Truth.
Baloney.
Jay gets the point.
Winning.
Some people may eat that much, but the average is more like 6,000 slices.
Whatever. They've never been drunk, hungover, and gotten a Little Caesars hot and ready to cure themselves.
It reminds me of that old joke. Guy goes to pick up a pizza, and the pizza guy says, how about if I cut this into 8 slices for you? And he says, no, make it just 4 because I can't eat all 8.
Right, yeah.
I didn't tell it particularly well, but... All right, statement three. The most Googled food last month was pizza. Again, the most Googled food last month was pizza. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Winning.
For both. The number crunchers at Google count water as a food.
Really?
So water was number one. Huh. And chickens was number two.
Okay. Denny's sausage was number two.
All right, statement four. Last year, a pizza place in New York started selling pizzas that came in a box that was also made of pizza. Again.
Truth.
That's true.
Yeah.
Winning.
I remember reading about that.
All right, so unless there's a, if you guys tie again, Jay's going to win this game.
We're not tied.
No, if we tie again, if we get the answer right again. All right, both of us get the answer right.
The Hawaiian pizza was invented in Canada by a guy from Greece. Again, the Hawaiian pizza was invented in Canada by a guy from Greece. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Truth.
Emily.
Winning.
Yeah, we tied.
A guy named Sam Panopoulos started selling them at his pizza place in Ontario in 1962. He just passed away recently at the age of 83.
The Hawaiian pizza, like you... There's been this whole thing recently about pineapples on pizza. The Hawaiian pizza is amazing. Thin crust, regular hand-tossed, or, you know, thick crust even. Your deep dish, the ham, or Canadian bacon, if you got to be that way, and the pineapples and the cheese. There's just something that happens there. It's a flavorful symphony for your mouth.
Hey, Rusty just sent a brand new top-of-the-hour starter on the clumps, the second one on the clumps.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good thing we're coming up on another hour.
So now we are. I was going to play the Muppets because the Muppets have come up a lot, random facts and stuff.
I do love that one. That was really good. And there's a little bit of gibberish in there.
We still got to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift certificate.
Yeah, we do.
So we could try this.
What should we do? What should we do?
The average length of this is about 6 seconds. We got to keep it simple. The average length of this is about 6 seconds.
Not that.
Nobody will believe us until we have the voice of authority tell us.
Not that.
For some people.
So what is it that lasts, on average, 6 seconds? Our number is 272-9228. We hope you'll call us immediately.
What you got the giggles for?
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to look like Tammy Faye back
then. 272-9228 and a $10 Seafood Bistro gift certificate for the winning answer on that.
Oh, and Anita K., call me back. You hung up before I could get your info.
Anita.
I need a caller. I need a K.
I need a call back. That's what we need.
Yeah.
So please do. 272-9228.
Well, someone's calling now.
Same thing to guests on this conundrum. And I'll tell you what, $10 gift card at Seafood Bistro will fill you. You'll have plenty left over to make two meals out of it, in my humble opinion. We usually do. All right, so the average one of these lasts 6 seconds, 272-9228. If you have gotten unhappy news from your health insurance provider about where you can take prescriptions, you know, the whole thing is so convoluted and confusing. It gets worse by the year. And instead of having more choices, it seems like you have fewer. Well, you can add a choice because so far, TRICARE patients, everybody else, you will have no issues at Adams Drugs. There are 12 locations. The talk show listener knows better than anybody else the importance of being with your local business and giving them the opportunity to win your heart on an ongoing basis. And that's the kind of service you should expect and will receive at any of the 12 Adams Drugs locations. I call it esprit de corps, from store to store. Ooh, there's a poem in the making here. Esprit de corps, from store to store. There's a poem in the making here. You will find people that get to know you on a first-name basis, who are truly concerned with making sure that you not only understand the medication that you're picking up, how to properly take it. If you have questions about which over-the-counter med might be the best option for you, they can help you there too. It's customer service you will not receive anywhere else. The very, very best. And that's what you deserve. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the location nearest you. And also keep in mind, 70 plus cents of every dollar you spend, whether it's with for over-the-counter prescriptions or their beautiful gift shops, that stays in our economy. At the chain drugstores, that number's in the low 30s. So that makes a difference, too. AdamsDrugs.net. All right, we have a few people that want to take this conundrum out for size, and we'll start with Rob. What is this?
Good morning.
What is this thing that on average lasts 6 seconds?
I'm going to step out there and say a yawn.
He says the average yawn lasts about 6 seconds.
You won. I'm so excited.
Congratulations. Google is your friend, too. No, we didn't twist the question. So, yeah, 6 seconds. That's about the length of the average yawn. And next time you're ready to yawn, time yourself to see how accurate that is for you on a personal basis.
About how long that conundrum lasted, too.
Yep.
Well, I'm so stinking excited because I hear Emily and Jay talk about the seafood bistro all the time, and I have yet to try it, so I'm forward to picking that up.
Dude, your life is about to change for the better.
Yes, it is. And when you stop by, please tell our friend Paul that you're one of our winners. Hang on, because they'll want to put that on Facebook. Jerry, did you want to talk?
Well, no, he beat me to it, but that's cool. Y'all doing a good job. Keep it up.
Well, thank we appreciate you. The good words here on this gibberish day. We'll celebrate again after the top of the hour.
Attention, truck buyers. It's Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery, where every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck has been discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. That's savings so big, they're worth repeating. Every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. And every credit application gets processed immediately. We have lenders that can get just about anywhere.